This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. European electoral observers on Monday said they had witnessed procedural errors in the counting of votes in Turkey's election, but did not mention specifically what was observed. Special coordinator with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's observer mission, Michael George Link.
The incumbent and the ruling parties enjoyed an unjustified advantage, including through biased media coverage. So there were genuine political alternatives, but limited by an unlevel playing field.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan led comfortably after the first round of the presidential election on Sunday, with his rival facing an uphill struggle to prevent Erdogan extending his rule into a third decade in a runoff vote on May 28th. The White House says Russia is looking to get more advanced firepower from Iran for use in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The National Security Council's John Kirby says Tehran's provided Moscow with more than 400 one-way attack drones since August, and now it wants more.
Russia's interested in more advanced versions of those UAVs, more capable and more lethal.
The revelation is part of what the administration bills as a growing military relationship between Iran and Russia, which it says also relies on North Korea for arms. Tehran says it provided drones to Moscow before the Ukraine invasion, but not since. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A U.S. special prosecutor has ended his four-year investigation into possible FBI misconduct in its probe of ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The report falls far short of the former president's prediction he would uncover the crime of the century. This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto said on Sunday his government takes responsibility for the deaths of more than 200 members of a Christian cult who starved themselves. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Ruto pledged to address the issue without trampling on freedom of religion.
We want to establish from our religious leaders, how can they, as religious leaders, agree on a mechanism that makes sure that criminals and crooks do not take advantage of religion.
A commission of inquiry was established by Ruto to investigate the deaths in Kilifi County, while another team was formed to examine the activities of religious institutions. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Buoyed by high oil prices, relative stability, and the support of powerful political factions, Iraq's new government is pushing to improve basic services across Baghdad. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Roads are being ripped up to make way for a new sewage and water system. It's part of what locals say is a much-needed makeover after years of conflict and government neglect. Similar scenes have played out across the city, the result of a push by Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani's new government to improve basic services for citizens. On the list are improvements to roads, bridges, and sidewalks, as well as removing some security checkpoints that held up traffic.
Reuters correspondent Chrissy Kilburn. A suspect is in custody for a baseball bat attack that left two staffers injured at a U.S. congressman's office in the eastern state of Virginia. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A man with a metal baseball bat walked into the Northern Virginia office of U.S. Representative Jerry Connolly, asked for him, and then struck two of his workers with the bat, including an intern her first day on the job. That's according to Connolly and police. Fairfax City Police said officers took the man into custody without incident and that the two staff members were being treated for injuries that were not life-threatening. The congressman, who wasn't in the office at the time, said he knew of no motive for the attack, calling it unconscionable and devastating in a post on Twitter. The suspect, Shan Ka Tran Pham, is being held without bond. I'm Norman Hall.
New Zealand's Prime Minister says an overnight fire at a four-story hostel in New Zealand's capital has killed at least six people. Chris Hipkins told the AM Morning News program that he understands there are likely to be more casualties in the fire in Wellington. Police said they don't yet have an exact count of the number dead, although they believe it's fewer than 10 people. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.